Officials from Benin's National Elections Commission say results from the first round vote are likely to be handed over to the Constitutional Court late Thursday or early Friday. But in the days since Sunday's presidential election, fraud allegations that dogged the process even before the country's 4 million voters went to the polls continue to grow, threatening to tarnish Benin's image as a bastion of stable democracy in the region. Two of the 26 candidates who contested the first round want voting to be redone in parts of Benin. Others have denounced administrative problems on election day that led to a lack of voting materials at many polling stations. Supporters of the apparent frontrunner, the former head of the West African Development Bank, Yayi Boni, accused the government of intimidation. Still, social activist and Boni supporter, Paul Tivwadre, says Boni's supporters will continue to respect the peaceful atmosphere in which the elections took place.
We don't want violence. We don't want bloodshed. We are doing everything. That there is no way we don't want a bloodshed in Benin, especially for elections.
Security forces blocked Boni supporters from holding a news conference Tuesday. Outgoing President Mathieu Kérékou, speaking after casting his vote Sunday, said the election was marked by a lack of transparency. However, international elections observers have called the vote free and fair, and Tivwadre says he is not surprised by this week's events.
You know that those who are in power don't want to leave the power. You know, the sugar in their mouth was so sweet. And they are trying to find out the way they can try to maintain their old regime.
In spite of the early problems Sunday, which in many cases caused polling stations to open hours after the scheduled start times, the polls were held without much of the partisan violence that regularly mars elections in the region. And even as the debate over fraud allegations and election transparency continues, local journalist Gerard Gdegbe says the people of Benin have remained calm.
So far we cannot say that there is some tension, though of course there is very hot debate on politics and all this, because since yesterday some candidates the two likely to win the election have started negotiating with some potential candidate to get support.
A 48-hour protest window follows the announcement of first-round results. A second round will be required 2 weeks later if no single candidate wins an outright majority. Mr. Kérékou, who has been president for all but 5 years in the past 3 decades, was barred from running because of a constitutional age limit and a ban on seeking a third elected term. Joe Bavier for VOA News, Abidjan.